transcendence of energies, fear. Deep within us all lurks a primal instinct, a beast of sorts, often caged by our conscious minds but ever present nonetheless. This beast we all bear is fear. Though traditionally, fear is depicted as a destructive and crippling force, it is time we view it as a key player in the transcendence of our energies. As we delve deeper into this concept, we will decipher how embracing fear can lead to our eventual liberation. Begin by understanding that fear is not some malevolent force looking to bring about your doom. In its essence, fear is a manifestation of our basic survival instinct. Fear signals the brain to respond to danger, and as such, its very existence is a testament to our liveliness. To fear is to be alive, it is a sign of being a living, sentient being. What makes fear destructive is our inability to cope with it, to understand it, and to manage it. In its raw form, fear is merely a response, an energy that keeps us alert. Our inability to harness this energy in the right way is what leads to chaos. This makes the understanding of fear paramount. Understanding fear isn't about declaring war on it. Fighting fear only results in more fear. Fear breeds in the battleground of our minds when we're distracted or blinded by our emotions. We keep ourselves busy trying to fight off fear, and the very act of fighting becomes a subconscious endorsement, a signal for fear to grow stronger. The key is not to fight, but to be aware of fear, to recognize it and let it pass through us. When we watch a horror movie, we feel fear. Our hearts race, our palms sweat, our breath quickens. But deep down, we understand this fear. We recognize it for what it is, a byproduct of fiction, a figment of our imagination. We're aware that the fear isn't real, that it can't harm us. Much of our fear in real life is similar. We fear a future that is uncertain, one that is yet to unfold. We create scenarios in our heads, projecting the worst outcomes. This projected fear is an illusion, much like the horror movie. However, the difference is we think this fear is tied to our death. Our brain doesn't realize that this fear, like the movie Fear, is also just made up. Awareness is the key. If we can recognize this fear as a mere projection, as a fictional horror movie playing in our minds, we can learn to treat it the same way. We can experience it, watch it play out, but not let it control us. The moment we become aware of this fear, we're already starting to transcend it. Now comes the act of transformation. The key to this transformation is adaptability. When fear hits, instead of becoming paralyzed, instead of letting it push us into a corner, we should be ready to change, to adapt, to embrace the new path. There's no point staying on a path where fear lurks around every corner, where every step is weighed down by dread. Recognizing the fear is the first step. The next step is to take that fear, understand it, and then change our path. Fear should serve as a sign that it's time to reassess our direction. It's a signal that it's time to change our decisions, our approach, our direction. The beauty of fear is that it's merely a state of mind, a creation of our own consciousness. Just as we have the power to conjure up fear, we also have the power to dissipate it. With awareness and consciousness, we can transcend fear and transform it into a powerful force that drives us forward, rather than holding us back. When we allow our fears to possess us momentarily and then consciously acknowledge them, we realize that they are baseless, imagined projections. By adopting an adaptable mindset, we can effortlessly navigate our way out of the cyclic fear experience that often becomes habitual. Our energies do not have to be slaves to fear. Instead, they can be channeled towards growth and progress. This transformation is the transcendence of energies, the shift from a place of fear to a place of empowerment. Remember, fear is a testament to life, and like life, it's ever-changing. Learn to dance with it, to mold it, to transcend it. Let fear be your ally, not your enemy, in this wondrous journey of existence.